Notice he wasn't even in there. No doubt about it. The one person said Parker's a little too commercial to ever make it as anything important. I'd like to go to one.
Some sort of visiting professor at the University of Georgia, do you know that?
Fred Davis probably rolled over three times like that.
First
time
about it.
Well.
Fred was going to be scandalized. Never be able to do that
now. Well, Parker's not so bad, but the main thing is it's not really reading improvement, it's really vocabulary improvement. I mean, you know, how can you grade something, you know? See, that's the trouble. When you try to grade a program like that, oh, shit, I'm down my last three damn matches. Son of a bitch, that hurts.
Don't shit. Let it go out, so.
Don't know why the hell we got such a smart ass like you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Come here, hold this match. Hell, shit, fuck, shit, shit, shit. Help, help, screw do, come here, you. Goddamn, shit, screw do. Don't let it burn out, damn it. Keep it lit.
I'm not gonna
sacrifice. Yes, you are. You may think you ain't, but you is. Which one's more important, me or your finger or this interview? Match. Thank you. Boy, you certainly are a fool. Okay. Yeah, let's try. But anyway, what was I talking about?
Parker.
Anyway, his whole course is. Go ahead, you can clip, and you just throw this on there. It ain't gonna matter, is it?
I'm just adjusting it.
Go ahead. Okay, anyway. If his course is reading improvement, how do you rate somebody on reading improvement? You know, honestly? Let's say that you read 400 words a minute. And that you go up 100 words and come up at 500 words a minute at the end of the quarter. And someone else has started at 20 words a minute and ends up at 100 words a minute. Well, how can you justify, or maybe 50 words a minute, let's say. So he's basically going 1.5 times what he did to begin with, while you only increased by 25%. One person has 125% growth rate, the other has 25%. Then you're going to base an A or B on the amount of words, you know, you see what I'm getting at, don't you? Oh, the whole thing bullshits me. So what do you do? You grade your own vocabulary test. And then my question is, what the hell? That's just a damn function of the English program, isn't it? So how the hell can you slide that past me? And call it a reading improvement. Yeah. Hell, my speed might even go down as a result of the damn course. And I make an A in it. Bullshit. But that's what's so damn funny. See? He will argue with you that reading is a mechanical process, basically. However, he grades, the part that he grades on implies that reading is an intellectual process because that's the only thing the vocabulary is there for. Dumb fool, he's just an asshole. He ought to have me in charge of the damn place. I'd turn him out by the ton. Make money for that place like crazy. Actually, I wouldn't. I would turn it into a crisis center for counseling. Not for counseling, but a crisis counseling. Well, solve a crisis then, like we did up at Canisius College, to help kids having trouble with schoolwork, but not with a certain subject per se, but teach them how to accomplish it. Start going, Bull. We're going to run tonight.
Let's see. We were talking about last time. Meat has been kept too long.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's
done
what?
Spoiled.
What about butter that's like that? It's been
rancid.
Yeah. Butter any other time? Ever heard the taste of bad butter described as funky? That butter's got funky or something?
Funkwood?
Huh?
Funkwood?
I don't know.
No, I haven't ever heard of it that way.
What does that word mean to you?
Funky, I thought it was just a jive term.
What do you mean by that?
Negro, hip term, poo. You know, like right on a couple of years ago.